Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah continues with a lot of the simonim relating to the Seder night. Previous Mishnah, we spoke about Kiddush. Now we're going to talk about the Tibul, the first dipping, which was Karpas. Hevi Lefanav, they brought before him all kinds of vegetables. And the Mishnah, for some reason, picks Chazeres. We'll see in a minute why. Chazeres is really the lettuce, the romaine lettuce. And he dips the Chazeres, Ach Magia L'Paparis HaPas. According to the Bar Tanura, that means, and that is the only thing the person eats at the Seder night from Karpas until Parparis HaPas. Parparis HaPas, the Bar Tanura translates as meaning Achilas Matzah, meaning that from the time you eat the Karpas, the Chazeres, the Yarakos, the vegetables dipped, it doesn't say salt water, but we dip it in salt water, there's nothing else eaten until the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Now the reason why the Mishnah says metavel bechazeres, that you dip the romaine lettuce, which is really not what we do. We dip a vegetable that is not eligible for maror, because you're going to eat the maror later. You don't want to be yotze the mitzvah now. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it comes coming to tell you that even if for the first tibul, the first dipping that you do before the meal, if you don't have any other vegetable but chazeres, you can still use chazeres, but not that you must use chazeres. The Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that you could use chazeres if you have nothing else. Metavel bechazeres, and this dipping, the Gemara explains to us, is done really so that the children, to get them inquisitive, to get them curious, and to ask, get them to ask questions, because usually you don't take away the table. In those days, each person, when they ate, would lean, and they each had their own small little table. And the Gemara explains that what they did here was they actually would take away the table in the beginning of the Seder, and that would get them to ask questions. And also, the dipping before the actual eating of the meal is also something to get the children to ask questions. So far, what the Mishnah says is that you bring a yerek, and you can even use chazeres, and you dip it, and you don't eat anything until parparas hapas. Havil lefanav, then they bring before him matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah later, the chazeres. Chazeres here is referred to that which is used for the achilas morah, the charoses, and charoses, v'shnei tavshilim, and two tavshilim. One is zecher lePesach, and one is zecher lechagiga. And over here, we know that one of them is roasted. The one that's zecher lePesach has to be roasted. Now, even though the charoses would appear not to be a mitzvah, but it's brought together with all these other things that are either a mitzvah or a zecher to a mitzvah. Afa pishein charoses mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer b'Reb Tzadik Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Reb Tzadik, learns, however, mitzvah, that charoses is in fact a mitzvah. Now, the Tana Kama, who holds that charoses is not a mitzvah, he holds that the charoses is strictly to dull the sharpness of the maror, because the real sharp maror is not healthy to eat something that's so sharp. So dulling the sharpness of the maror is really more what he calls for refuah purposes, for health reasons, so therefore it's not a mitzvah, but nevertheless it's listed. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik calls it is a mitzvah, because the charoses is either, he says, zecher l'tapuach, that the women in Mitzrayim used to give birth under an apple tree, or that it was zecher l'tit, zecher to the cement that was used in the building, the labor that the Bnei Yisrael were involved in Mitzrayim. So because it's a zecher to something that relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it's really considered a mitzvah. What's interesting is the Kahati brings down that the Rambam actually holds that, according to Rabbi Elazar Tzadik, that holds it as a mitzvah, the charoses, that you would have to make a bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosu V'Tzivonu Al-Achilas Charoses. But we don't paskin that way, lahalacha. Now, also interesting here in this Mishnah is the commentaries and also the Gemara tell us the recipe for charoses, that charoses includes different ingredients that include figs, different types of nuts, apples, and also cinnamon, and you mix it with vinegar, and it's supposed to be zecher lakad. This vinegar, you put like the little sticks of cinnamon, cinnamon sticks, because that's a zecher to the straw that was used in making the cement. So all of this is a zecher to the avodas parach, the avodah kasha in Mitzrayim. And then the Mishnah ends up by saying, "V'amikdash and in the Beis Hamikdash, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, v'mavim lefanav gufish al Pesach." They would also bring before him the chelik of the carbon Pesach, portion of the carbon Pesach that is roasted, and also the kati adds, and also the portion of the carbon chagiga, because they would bring both. And these items mentioned in our Mishnah are effectively those things that occupy the Seder plate. The only thing really that's missing is the beya, which is a custom that we have. That's actually the zecher to the chagiga, and the zroah is a zecher to the karm pesach. So really, the items on the seder plate are all identified here in our Mishnah. We continue with Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet discusses the pouring of the second kos and the manishtana in the order of the Haggadah. Mazgula kosheni, they pour for him, again Derech Eretz poured for him the second kos. V'chan, and the Bartanur says that most farm have the gears of the chain, and over here, at this point, the halacha is that this is where the child is supposed to ask. There's a special mitzvah in relating the Sipur Tis Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, of the Gadatol Avincha. The Pasuk says, V'yakishocha Avincha, V'yagadatol Avincha. So there should be an exchange between the father and the son. And so we do things to encourage the children to ask questions. And over here, the child is encouraged to ask questions. V'mein das baben, and if the child does not have an understanding on his own to ask the question, so then the father helps him along and teaches him. Avim melamda, the father teaches him. Gemara explains that if there are no children, then the wife asks, and if there are no other people, the person can even ask himself. But the nusach that the Mishnah lists, a lot of it is similar to what we have today, but there are some changes, and we'll notice it as we go through the Mishnah. First, we start off with Manishtana Halayla Hazami Kol Halelos. Why is this night different than all the other nights of the year? Shevachol Halelos, this is the first question we have, which has remained the same. Anu ochlin chametz and matzah, we eat chametz and matzah all other nights of the year, halayla hazeh kula matzah, but the night of Pesach is only matzah. Second question, shebechol halaylas anu ochlin shal yirakos, we eat other vegetables, including maror, halayla hazeh maror, we eat maror, it's a special mitzvah to eat maror. That's also, the second question is the same as we have today. The third question is different. Third question, because it's Zman HaMikdash, they had the carbon. So the question was asked, Shabbat Halelos Anu Ochlim Basar Tzali Shalak Mavoshel. All of the nights of the year when we eat the meat roasted or stewed or cooked. But in this case, Halayla Zev, on this night of Pesach, Karban Pesach has a requirement to be eaten only Tzali, Kulay Tzali, it's only eaten roasted. So this was a question that was asked in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they had the Karban Pesach. Nowadays, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so this question was substituted with the question of the fact that we sit and eat Behaseba, the night of Pesach, which is not something that we're accustomed to do other nights of the year. But instead of having that Heseba as the third question and substitute of Tzli, it's actually inserted as the fourth question. And the next question that we have in the Mishnah, that was the fourth question at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is our third question. Shebechol HaLelos Anu Matbilim HaMechos. And the Gemara says that it was supposed to read it Einan about Bilan Afilu Pam Echos, that all other nights of the year we do not dip at all. Halayla Hazesh Teipam, and this time, this night of the year, on Pesach we dip twice. Once the Karpas, which we dip in salt water, And the second is the maror which we dip in charoses. Lofi daita shel ben, and according to the understanding and the knowledge of the child, of a melamde, the father teaches him what happened and the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all of the things involved relating to the Pesach and the Seder and the mitzvahs of the night. One thing that's important to know, the Mishnah establishes for us that the Haggadah was set up, that it should be set over in a way that matchel b'gnus, we start off with the shameful things in our history, b'misayim b'shvach, and we end off with the glorious and praiseworthy things. What are the shameful things? So, this actually machlokas in the Gemara, according to one Ban Yomar, it relates to the physical slavery, and therefore it would start with avodim hayinu. According to others, it's the actual spiritual decadence and the fact that our ancestors were idol worshippers. Terach was over avodah zarah, mitchil ovdei avodah zarah avaseinu. So regardless of which one it is, we start off with avodah hayinu. We also start off with mitchil ovdei avodah zarah avaseinu. And that's all consistent with this theme of matchil begnus, mesayim b'shvach, and ending off with the glorious portion of the story, which is that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim and we were chosen as the chosen nation, and we were given the Torah at Har Sinai. The Dorish, and we expound on the Psukim with all the related Midrashim and Chazals of Me'arami Oved Avi from the Pasuk of Arami Oved Avi in Sefer Devarim, Ad Sheyigmar Kol HaParsha Kula, until you complete the entire Parsha. And with this we end Mishnah Dalet. We look forward to continuing things relating to the Seder and the Haggadah next time with Mishnah Hay.